Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Martin Luther King wrote, "Every man must decide whether he will walk in the light of creative altruism or in the darkness of destructive selfishness." O Lord our God, we ask that you bless us in our remembering Dr. King as we celebrate his gift to us this evening, and we pray that we can each see and live the life that Dr. King saw possible for us. So help us, Lord, to be all you have created us to be, and rejoice in what is possible among our interactions with one another. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir.
Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from Lawrence. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, sixth day, Thursday, January 13th, 2011. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kinder.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been
You've
fully
read.
You've
heard the motion. As many as are the opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Boone.
To my right and your left are my three interns for the year, and I'd ask that the body make them feel welcome. They are Krista Kreider, who is a communications major at Truman State University, Alexandra Logan, who is a political science major at the University of Missouri, and Whitney Jones, who is also a political science major at the University of Missouri.
We are delighted to welcome your stable of interns, Senator. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of guests. I am proud to introduce the one intern that I have, unlike the senator from Boone, who has three, and he is from the University of Central Missouri in Warrensburg, the Fighting Mules, Timothy Campbell, who is originally from Richmond, and he'll be working here every Tuesday. Timothy
We're
Campbell.
We're delighted to welcome the new intern of the senator from Johnson to the Missouri Senate. The senator from Saline.
Mr. President, on my left and your right, I have four guests. I have Angela Song and I'm going to get this wrong, I'm sure. Sarah Zanguini? Close. These two young ladies testified in front of the Education Committee on the Gifted Program, and Sarah's family is unfortunately being affected by the uprising in Tunisia. We want to welcome them, and then next to them is Abby Thompson, who is one of my interns and also part of the Gifted Program, and then their teacher, Marilyn Tolson, and they're all from Rockbridge High School. Had a long relationship with Marilyn. She started out as a babysitter for us at age 12, and really, I take some credit for raising her, but my kids survived her. We would go home after she'd been babysitting and learn about donuts and Parkade Plaza parking lot and various other things. She's also polluting my grandkids, but proud to have her and would like to have the body maker feel.
We're delighted to welcome all the guests of the senator from Saline to the Missouri Senate here. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I have a resolution.
Send your resolution forward, Senator. Care to explain?
Mr. President, this is the 2011 employee resolution for the Senate. I'll ask it to be printed in the journal.
Shall be printed in the journal, and Senator. Thank you.
Mr. President,
Senator,
ask members to look it over. We will be taking it up tomorrow.
Look over the resolution, as we will get to it tomorrow. Resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. The senator from Boone.
Bill?
Send your bill forward, Senator.
It requires no explanation, Mr. President.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 119, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to conservation easements.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send them forward.
No explanation necessary.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 120, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to billboards.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 121, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System.
Senator from Buchanan.
I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 122, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to health insurance.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill would simply say that when you go to the pharmacy and the cost of the drug is less than your copay, you shouldn't have to pay more than the cost of the drug. It's very simple. Thank you.
Senator from the 4th.
President, I have three bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 123, introduced by Senator Keveney, an act relating to charter schools.
Senator.
Mr. President, this bill and the next bill on mandatory age for kindergarten, the St. Louis Public Schools have a dropout rate of 45%. Tests show that, and studies show that a lot of that has to do with early childhood development. So the sooner we get the students in St. Louis Public Schools into a public setting and in an educational setting, the quicker that we can attend to the problems.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 124, introduced by Senator Keveney, an act relating to school attendance.
Senator.
No further explanation.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 125, introduced by Senator Keveney, an act relating to title loans.
No further explanation.
Senator from Christian.
President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 126, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to counseling services under the MoHealthNet program.
Senator.
Bill deals with marriage and family counselors and how they're paid by Missouri HealthNet.
Senator from the 14th.
I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 127, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to public officials.
Senator.
Mr. President, this deals with drug testing of elected officials.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. The senator from the first. Oh.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send them forward.
What'd you do?
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 128, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to sponsorship of charter schools.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This would give the mayor of St. Louis City charter authority.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 129, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to student transfers.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill would address a fix to the Turner decision. Thank you.
Senator from the second.
Mr. President, I have five bills.
Five bills. Send your legislative package forward, Senator. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 130, introduced by Senator Roop. An act relating to the early high school graduation scholarship program.
Thank you, Mr. President. What this bill would do is would say if you're a high school senior and you can graduate, if you're a high school student, you can graduate high school in 3 years, then the amount of money the state was going to spend on your fourth year of high school will be provided to you for a college scholarship. So it would incentivize our youth to get through high school and help defray the cost of higher education. Thank you, Mr. President.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 131, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to exempting qualified plug-in electric drive vehicles from the Motor Vehicle Emissions Inspection Program.
And there's no explanation for the rest of the bills, and just wanted to say good luck. We're all counting on you.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 132, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to motor vehicle extended service contracts.
Read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill 133, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to highway design build project contracts.
Read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill 134, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to parental rights of individuals with disabilities.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, would you recognize the senator from Stoddard on reports of standing committees?
Of standing committees. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have committee reports from your committee on gubernatorial appointments. Copies have been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send the committee report forward. The reading will be waived, Senator.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Does any senator object? Seeing none, that is how we shall proceed.
Thank you again, Mr. President. I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments and reappointment.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the committee report confirming the nominees. As many as are of the opinion that shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The committee report is adopted. Senator.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a committee report.
Send it forward, Senator. Read the committee report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Resolution 27, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the resolution do pass. Senator Dempsey, Chairman. Also, the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules Resolution and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 1, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Respectfully, Senator Dempsey, Chairman.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Next order of business will be announcements.
Announcements. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow morning, the Biotech Caucus will be holding an educational seminar at the Chamber of Commerce at 8 o'clock, and it will focus on the animal health corridor and plant science.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Second.
In room 418, we're really trying to help launch a lot of small business owners, especially women entrepreneurship, and trying to teach our youth the ability to make their mark in this world, also to promote the general benefits of great organizations such as the Girl Scouts. So if you believe in those ideals, Girl Scout cookies for my daughter Noelle are on sale in room 418. And I highly encourage everyone to stop by, because she said if she meets her goals of selling 70 boxes, that she would clean out the cat litter box. So I don't want to have to do that anymore. So please help.
Senator, may the chair inquire of you.
Yes, Mr. President.
May I place an order for one box?
What is your favorite?
I'll see you afterwards.
You know they changed the names.
I know. That's why I'm not competent to answer.
I know. First they changed, you know, the great American classic like Huck Finn, and now they're changing Girl Scout cookies. I don't know what's next, Mr. President.
Senator, I think she can exceed her goal. Senator.
Mr. President, I have an announcement. Ask members to prepare for Senate Resolution 27, which will be coming to the floor tomorrow. I'd also like to remind members of the State of the State Address tomorrow night. The Senate will be recessing at 6:30 p.m.
Thank you, Senator. Senator.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
Heard the motions. Many's are the opinion should prevail.